This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're seeing some blue skies. We've gone through some rough weather, and hopefully that will be the end of it, but we never, ever know. We've been telling you to, you know, take a walk around your property and check for moss, because lime can be put down any time now. And while we're getting some rain and some half-decent weather, let's get ahead of the game and let's put the lime down in your vegetable garden, unless it's muddy. If it's muddy, do not go into the garden. You don't want to compact the soil and create a problem. Once it's dried out a little bit, get the lime put down in the gardens. Get it put down on your lawn. And if you haven't done it in the last 3 or 4 years and you're noticing a lot more weeds, is because weeds love an acidic soil. So, put some lime down. If you have Canadian hemlock on your property, I want you to start looking at the trees right now. And the reason is, there is a real bad pest called a woolly adelgid. And it looks like little pieces of white cotton. It's going to be on the underside of the foliage, near the tips of the branches. And all I want you to do is, if you've got hemlock, grab a hold of the branches, turn them over, and check for these little white cottony substance on it. If you see it, you've got to get rid of this problem as quickly as possible. Woolly adelgid, if not taken care of, can kill a mature tree in 3 to 4 year period. If you've got newly planted Canadian hemlock, using for privacy or for a noise barrier or just on your property, check them out now. There's a product called Tree and Shrub, made by Bonite, and it's something that you can apply during mid-March and beyond. The sooner you can, the better. And it will be absorbed into the tree, and it will kill the woolly adelgid. Now, it's important that you get it done during March, April. Because if you wait until June or July, the woolly adelgid that are in your Canadian hemlock will have a chance to lay eggs and to make the problem even worse. So if you've got Canadian hemlocks, take care of it. If you have birches and you get the leaf miner, which everybody does, I can remember helping my dad spray a product called Lindane on my birch trees so that they didn't have that brown, pucky look to them. The Tree and Shrub will take care of the birch leaf miner. And that can be applied the middle of March on. So spend some time, walk around your property, And if you remember that the birches got all brown looking, put the tree and shrub from mid-March on. If you have a problem with borers, if you have lilacs, for example, that you're losing a branch here and a branch there, and it just doesn't look healthy, look at your lilacs for little holes in the branch. And if you see little holes that you could get like a pin into or the lead from a pencil, it could be a borer. And the tree and shrub from Bonide will take care of that problem also. So leaf miner and borers, it will take care of it. And it will take care of the woolly adelgid on the Canadian hemlock. So let's get moving and take care of things. If you need some help, the number here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. And Nathan will answer, and he'll get you set up. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Rose in Massachusetts.
Rose from Massachusetts, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
You. Yeah. You know, my problem is in between my walkway, I get grass growing, and I want to kill it. What do I use?
Okay. The thing that you want to use, you don't want to use anything toxic. Now, on each side of your walkway, do you have any plantings?
No, I don't.
So it's grass on both sides?
Yes.
Okay. Then there's a couple things that you can use. Bonide has a product called Clean Up.
Clean Up?
Clean Up.
Oh, yes.
And this is a product that you can, if you've got either a pump sprayer or a watering can, you would just add some of the Clean Up to your container, add your water, and then you just soak the walkway to fill in all the cracks and crevices, and it will kill everything that's there.
Oh, thank you. And also, I get some moss on my walkway, too. Can I get rid of that?
You can get rid of the moss on your walkway, and it's very, very easy. The one thing that I've done, and I've tried it, and it works very, very well, you can take a teaspoon of bleach to a gallon of water.
Oh.
And you just spray it right on that, and the bleach will kill the green moss, and that way your walkway isn't going to be slippery. Because if you allow the entire walkway to get covered with the green moss, and you come out and it's raining, you're going to slip and fall. So you want to get rid of that moss on the walkway.
I use one tablespoon of...
Yeah, one tablespoon to a gallon of water.
Gallon of water, yeah.
And you do it when the temperature is above 50, and it's going to be a nice sunny day, so it's not something that you can do now. You'll have to wait until April, and the bleach will just kill it.
I thank you very, very much. I've been waiting for you to do this. I didn't want to call you before because you're talking about the flowers and everything, you know?
Right.
And so today you were talking about the grass, and I always said it's a good time to call Paul.
Perfect time.
I said, what a brain he has.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're entirely welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. If you need some help, 855-660-4261. Give Nathan a call. And we can try and help you out. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary from Pennsylvania, good morning. Did you get a little bit of snow?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes. Did you get some snow, Mary?
Well, yesterday we got wind, real windy, about 50, 60 miles an hour yesterday. And we had no electric. Till last night at 11:30,
Wow.
Electric. But it snowed a little bit, snowed, but now it's pretty well melted. Now they want another storm. We can't get rid of it.
No. So
anyway, I got a question. I have an African violet, maybe in a 3-inch pot, and it's got a lot of leaves coming in the bottom. It's blooming on the top, but it got a lot of leaves on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get rid of some of those leaves?
What, does the plant look like it's too bushy?
Yeah, it's getting bushy on the bottom. It
right,
looks like really falling out. You know?
Okay. Well, you can do a couple of things. You can transplant that African violet to a larger pot.
Huh?
And so the pot that's in now is a 4-inch?
Yeah, about 3-4-inch, yeah.
Okay. Then I would transplant it to a 6-inch pot, and now you'll have a huge African violet.
Yeah.
Or what you could do is break off some of those leaves on your plant,
uh-huh,
and get some additional pots with soil, and you go to the garden center, you buy a package of rooting powder,
right,
and you just cut off the leaf right close to the plant so that you have a stem. Dip the stem into the rooting powder, shake off the excess, and put it in the new pot with soil. And within a month, that leaf will make a brand new plant. So if you remove 10 or 12 leaves, you're going to have 10 or 12 brand new African violets. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and their paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Sue in Barrington.
Sue from Barrington, good morning. How can we help you out today, Sue?
Good morning. I'm calling because I, for the last two or three years, have found all of my trees, whether they're hardwood or pine, are starting to get covered with these vines, and they're just out of control. I don't know where they came from. I've never had them in the 30 years that I've been at my house, and they curl around the whole tree as far up as you can possibly imagine, and they're strangling it, actually.
Right.
I was just wondering if you know what they are. I've gone around and cut them, but they just grow back. So I don't know how to get rid of them.
Okay. What I would suggest that you do, and this is something that you can start to do at this time of the year, or to get a nice sunny day, you get temperatures 50 degrees or warmer.
Mm-hmm.
Go outside with a pair of pruners or loppers, and at the base of the tree, cut all of the vines right at the ground level.
Okay.
Okay? And if you can pull some of those branches down, some of the vines down, that would be great. And while there is a lot of juice in that stem, because the sap is beginning to come out of the ground now and move up to the top of the tree, so there's moisture in the vine and it's more flexible, I would try and pull what you can down. And then, after you've cleaned all of the trees and cut all of the vines, then you can use a weed killer when the new shoots develop. So during May, early June, when you start to see the vine coming back, then you buy a product like Cleanup. Now, Cleanup is a non-selective weed killer. So if you spray it on your lawn, it's going to kill your lawn.
Okay.
So you take the Cleanup, you spray all of the weeds that are beginning to create this vine, and it will take it down to the root, and it will kill it so that you won't have a problem.
Okay. Thank you very much.
But the main thing that you need to do, Sue, is to get out there as soon as you can. You know, don't go out there when it's cold out. But you get a nice day, you get a little bit of energy, you want to work in the yard, I would cut all of the vines from your tree, pull down what you can. If you have kids that come to visit or relatives and you need a strong hand, they can help you pull them down. And then when they begin to produce the new growth, then you can hit them with the Cleanup. And you can find that at your local garden center.
Perfect. Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I enjoy listening to your show every week.
Thank you, Sue. You have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. If you need some help, we're here for you. Nathan, who's up next?
Ooh, it's Bruce in Bedford.
Bruce from Bedford, good morning. How can we help you out today, Bruce?
Good morning, Paul. Love your show. I have a question regarding tree roses, which I buy every year from Jackson and Perkins. And on my back deck, which is about 20 feet up off the ground, I have three of them, and I want to transplant them to the garden down below. I used to have roses in the garden down below, but I gave up because of insufficient sun and Japanese beetles. So my question is, can I transplant these? Because I'd like to buy some new ones for
sure.
The deck. Can they be transplanted?
Oh, yeah. Now, they're in containers now?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And you could do this in usually around mid-March. When I was going to college at the University of Massachusetts, we had a spring break the middle of March. And that was the time that we potted all of our roses into containers. So anytime that the ground is thawed, the weather has stabilized, knock them out of your container, dig a bigger hole than the pot, like 6 inches anyways, put some good soil, and you're ready to go. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The weather has been up and down. It's been cold. It's been very, very stormy. And this is the time of the year where a lot of our birds are beginning to fly back north. They go from the south, but as the seasons change, the days get longer, their instincts tell them it's time to go north, and they are moving. But the weather has been crazy, so we don't know what's going on. So I thought I'd ask Cian from Wild Delight to join us this morning to give us some ideas on what we should do as our colorful birds, the songbirds, are beginning to arrive back to your hometown. Good morning, Cian.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this day?
I'm good. We got mostly rain, a lot of wind, but at least we didn't have to shovel at all. How about you?
Oh, my goodness. This has been such a roller coaster week. I mean, by midweek, we were 70 degrees, and then the storm on Friday dropped 14 inches of snow on us. It's crazy.
It really has been a whirlwind. And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I thought I heard that we have another storm coming midweek again.
Yes, this Winter Storm Quinn. Now they're naming all these winter storms. And they say this one doesn't look to be as formidable as this one, but still it's such a nuisance because there are signs of spring, and it was starting to get really exciting. I had daffodils pushing up through the ground, and the red-winged blackbirds are back. And they're the first migratory birds to return to the area, so I was excited to see them. I had bluebirds last weekend come through my yard. Oh, my God, I was losing my mind. Anybody that's looking to landscape their yards, please put in shrubs that produce fruit, you know, little berries and stuff, because they were in my shrubs on the side of the house just going crazy on the berries. It was so entertaining. I was glued to the window. I got no housework done that day. It was just, it's mind-boggling. And the cardinals, they're starting to sing. They're changing their songs. So all the signs are there that spring is coming, and we get 14 inches of snow. Makes me insane.
Now, how should we help these birds that are beginning to move north? You're in Pennsylvania?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. So that's even further north than Pennsylvania. But how should we feed these birds that are beginning to arrive?
Oh, keep your feeders full of good, high-fat, high-calorie foods. And that includes sunflower, peanuts, fruit, like your raisins, your cranberries, your cherries. Keep them full. Because with the way the winter went with it being so warm for so long, a lot of people were saying, I don't have any birds at my feeders, you know. And, of course, then the first snowfall, they were on the feeders. But during that time when people weren't seeing birds at their feeders, well, they were foraging because that's in their nature to do. Well, now they've eaten all this plentiful natural foods. So when the migratory birds come back, there's no natural foods left for them because the birds have eaten them all.
Right.
So they're going to really hit your feeders. So keep them full of all the good stuff. Forget about that cracked corn. Forget about that red Milo. It's not going to give them the energy and the nutrients they need.
Yeah, and especially with the temperatures, as you said, 71 day, a snowstorm the following day, the birds have got to be having a problem finding food and coping with that dramatic temperature change back and forth. Now,
absolutely. They were glued to my feeders because I actually set up some secondary, well, actually I've got feeders all over the place, but I moved them on to my, I have a covered porch here. So I actually, during that storm, set up some feeders there. And I'll tell you, they were glued to it.
Wow.
They were out of the snow and everything, and they were protected, and they were just on my feeders like crazy.
Now, what is your favorite mix bird food blend that will just help everybody in general use rather than buy anything specific? Is there a blend that you prefer that will really help all of the birds?
Well, it's so hard to pick one. There are a couple. For further out in the yard, I do like the nut and berry because it's got different nuts. It's got fruits in it. But the feeders that I have, like the ones I put up underneath my overhang porch, I use a waste-free. So I like our zero waste with fruit because there's absolutely no shells. It's sunflower, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, pistachios. It's got raisins and cranberries in it. But there's no shell that's going to end up on my front porch here. So those two I really kind of lean towards.
So a fruit and nut that's going to be waste-free. So people that live in condos and they want to feed the birds, but they're not able to because of the mess that it creates.
Absolutely,
now they can feed the birds because there's no mess from the seed shells.
Right. A lot of people who live in the condo complexes, you know, people complain because birds are messy. That's what they do. And the zero waste or the deck, porch, and patio, they really fit that bill because your neighbor underneath you is not going to have to worry about shells coming down on them. It's going to be all consumed so that you're not going to worry about other little critters being attracted. Because when you put the cheap mixes in your feeders and you see the birds kicking it out, that's going all over the ground. And nature's going to do what nature does, and that's going to attract things to your yard that you don't want, particularly mice, rats, raccoons, bear, depending on where you live. So you get a good mix, they're not going to kick it out. They're going to consume it, and you're just going to get better birds, better results, and it's just going to be a relaxing hobby instead of something that's stressful.
Exactly. It really is going to make a difference. Now, along with the bird food, do you recommend putting suet out there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, that's your fatty fat. That's that high calorie that they want. And the woodpeckers just go crazy on it. I've got the downy, I've got the hairy, and I've got the red belly that are in my yard constantly. And every now and then, the pileated comes in. And he'll eat suet, even though he won't go on to seed feeders like the other ones will. He'll go on suet. And they do actually make a suet feeder designed just for pileated. It's a really long board with the cage attached to it. Because if you notice, when woodpeckers land, their tail kind of sits back and kind of props them a little bit. It looks like, you know, like another leg back there to prop them. And that actually is designed for that big bird to land and feed comfortably.
Okay. Wow, that's a great idea. So now, how about water at this time of the year, too?
Oh, you must have water out. I mean, every living creature needs to drink water. And with these colder temperatures, a lot of your natural waters, your streams and stuff, they're frozen over and everything. And plus, you know, if you offer an elevated bird water, you know, bird bath, I have two heated ones. I've got one in the front yard, one in the backyard. And to offer them a safe place to land and get a drink and bathe is ideal because, you know, around me I have feral cats. There are predators around. So this just, they need water. It'll bring in birds that won't necessarily go to your feeders, but they need water. So it brings even more birds into your yard.
Yeah, and it does make a big difference. I remember, and I've told the story 100 times, at lunchtime when my father would sit down and have a sandwich, he would make himself a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And he would just heat the water, pour the water into the coffee, the powdered coffee that he was drinking, instant coffee.
Sure.
And then he would take the rest of the kettle and pour that boiling water right on top of the ice. It would quickly melt the ice, and he'd go back in the house and watch the birds take a bath. And it's like they knew that every day around 12:30, my dad would bring out that boiling water to melt all the ice. And if it was too hot, then he'd just add some coal. But he always did that, and they just lined up for a free swim in my dad's bird bath.
Absolutely. You know, birds are smart. You know, we joke about people being a bird brain, but you know what? They are intelligent. They do recognize you. I mean, I was out filling one of my feeders there, and a chickadee landed on it while I was filling it. They know you. They trust you. They know what you're doing. You know, oh, here comes the lady with the food, you know, and they know right. What time you go out. You know, we're kind of creatures of habit, so they tell time by, oh, she's due to come out any minute now, and they know, and they watch for you. And as soon as you fill the bird bath or the feeders, boom, they're right there.
Exactly. It really is amazing. Now, along with all the storms that we've been getting, and especially the wind of this last one, I notice in the backyard that a couple of the squirrels' nests have come down because the wind was so strong.
Sure.
So they're going to be at the bird feeder before we know it. What do you have that will help to keep the squirrels out of your bird feeder?
We've come out with something called Sizzle in Heat. It's a capsaicin-infused seed, so it's very, very, very spicy. And it does not bother the birds, because what activates that burning sensation is saliva. And birds lack that. So they might get a flavor, because you figure your average songbird has only about 50 taste buds, whereas mammals, they have hundreds, if not thousands.
Wow.
So they're less sensitive to it. They have no saliva, so it doesn't bother them. But the squirrels don't like it. Oh, I tried it on my squirrel. Boy, he was surprised.
Well, I mean, you go through the expense of buying a bird feeder and setting up a station so that you can enjoy it. And then you get these rascals will come in. They'll scare the birds away and eat all of your seeds. So
Yes, and a lot of times they actually will chew up your feeders, and they destroy the feeders. So I'm a big advocate of using squirrel-resistant. I never say squirrel-proof because there's always one that figures it out. Squirrel-resistant feeders, your squirrel baffles. You can now use the sizzle and heat, and you can kind of squirrel-proof your area as best as possible. And then I recommend setting up a separate squirrel feeding station away from the main feeders, where you can put, you know, your corn on the cob, you know, your cracked corn and stuff like that, because squirrels are smart, but they're kind of lazy. So if they had a choice of trying to fight that baffle or that hot food or hopping up over there for a nice easy meal, they're going for the easy meal. So you can kind of create harmony in your yard, because you're never going to get rid of squirrels. And I've had people ask me, how do you get rid of them? You don't. You just manage them.
Exactly.
And this is the best way to do it. Just give them their own food, their own place, and you'll have harmony.
Wonderful. We're going to take a quick break, CN. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the birds and how important it is to start feeding them. Don't stop now. Get the food out.
Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and their paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have Cianne joining us today from Wild Delight Bird Food Company. And we've been talking with the changes in the weather, how important it is to feed the birds. Now, Cianne, last time you were with us, we were talking about making a platform feeder. And for things like birds like cardinals that not necessarily go to a feeder, but they like a platform better. And I had a listener that emailed me. She was at a flea market, and she saw an old screen for a window. She bought the screen, put it outside on top of a couple of cement blocks, and put your Wild Delight bird food on it, and she said she had more fun because there would be a dozen or more birds on just an old window screen feeding on it, and that way if it rained, she didn't have to worry about the seed rotting because there was great drainage with the screen. So she wanted me to make sure to thank you for the idea.
It is a fabulous idea. I mean, when you look at some of your platform feeders that they're offering in stores, they all have a screen bottom. So it's, what's the difference between that and just the window screen?
Yeah,
you know, you
can
even put little eye screws in each corner and use a rope or a chain, and you can actually make it into a hanging platform feeder.
Oh, I never thought of that. That's a great idea. So just take your screen that maybe 2x2 or 3x3, 4 screw eyes, one in each corner, some string or a chain, and hang it from a branch. That would be great.
And that way it's off the ground, so you don't have to worry about, you know, any you know, raccoons or anything coming along and having fun in it. But it, you know, it gives them a nice, elevated, safe place to go, and you get the drainage from the screen. It's just a nice, do-it-yourself homemade feeder.
And it works great. Now, tell us a little bit about your website, Sienne, where people that are new to feeding the birds can get more information, and what else is on the site.
It's www.wilddelight.com. You can go on there and learn about different birds, different foods. We even have a little drop box called Kids Corner where you can go and get, you know, ideas to do with kids. And we do have a store locator on there where you put your zip code in and how many miles you want to travel and punch it in, and it'll bring up stores in your area that carry our product.
Wow, so you really can't beat that. But this time of the year, with the weather changing, it really will benefit you to feed the birds. And, you know, you think about it. During the summer, a lot of these birds that you're feeding now are going to be eating mosquitoes. So if we can get rid of a few thousand mosquitoes, you're going to see a big difference with you spending pleasure time in the backyard without worrying about getting eaten alive by the mosquitoes. So let's get these birds attracted to your yard. They'll frequent your yard. They'll eat the mosquitoes. And it'll make pleasure for everybody. You get to enjoy them, and they get the food from the mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the yard.
Absolutely. Get out bird houses. Make a wonderful habitat. Your barn swallows and your purple martins are very big insect eaters. Little gnats. You know, hummingbirds eat gnats. A lot of people don't know that hummingbirds need protein as well. And if you see one in your yard and it looks like it's kind of flying erratically, it's actually chasing gnats. And just so you know, I checked the website. There's 11 posted sightings down south of hummingbirds, so they're coming. So if everything is poised to change, it's just we need a little bit more cooperation from Mother Nature and get these storms out of our way, and let's get the spring on the road here because the birds are coming back. You know, I mean, it makes me crazy when people in the spring say, oh, well, I stopped feeding the birds because there's a lot of natural foods. That's not really true. Like I said before, because we had prolonged warmth into the winter, a lot of the natural food has already been foraged. So when these migratory birds come back, they're not going to have anything to eat, and they're just going to keep moving on. So you want to keep them in your area, keep them nesting in your area, so you can enjoy them. So keep that feeder full.
Exactly. And go to the website.
www.wilddelight.com.
And enjoy, and you'll learn an awful lot from that website. Thank you, Sienne.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.